So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
They
that's
would take care of us.
exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. Common Confidential. Sometimes when you think about luxury, you think about like the bed sheets or the mattress that you're on. You don't necessarily think about the towels that you're going to use to clean up with afterwards. And that is probably my favorite thing about what we received from Common Confidential is these little cum rags. Y'all, it seems silly, but they are absolutely amazing. I mean, let's not get it twisted. The blanket they gave us is awesome too. Steph and I rolled around on it immediately. And the body butter that they gave us, I mean, it works for penetration too, which, right up our alley. But still, the six washcloths, that is what I think about most often and what I try to keep clean. Because if I'm going to clean up, I'd much rather clean up with that than with a paper towel. I know it's silly, but y'all go check it out yourself, commonconfidential.com, and then use our discount code AwkwardPillowTalk. Get some for yourself. You're going to thank me later. So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe do 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. Bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX. You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jason Class, along with my wife, OnlyFans model, and self-proclaimed awkward chick, Stephanie Class. We're here to get the awkward stuff out of the way. This podcast is a true representation of our journey through anxiety and learning to love sex. If any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. All right. Well, welcome to another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
Yeah.
Now, this could very well be the first episode for many people.
Yeah.
And it could be the most awkward for many people.
And it could be the very last one that they ever listen to because
it
they
could
don't.
Be. So this is going to be the one that we kind of, introduce ourselves to a lot of people or reintroduce ourselves, maybe let them know what we've been doing for a while and just kind of embrace it and say, you're probably going to come across this sooner rather than later.
And if you don't, whatever.
If you don't, cool. But because we're all sharing this social media platform and because we are actively engaging in it we would rather control the narrative.
Right.
Than let the narrative control us.
Yep.
So essentially, you know, we use different names.
Yes.
Than our real life. So some people that are listening to this may know us by our legal names.
Our real names.
The names that we go by on here are Jason.
And Stephanie.
Yeah, mine just came because I like Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I got nothing else other than that. This isn't something that we like intended to like make a living
or
off of.
Go public with.
Or go public with, but thanks to some wonderful situations like FPL and...
If you've been keeping up with that.
Yeah. There's just been a lot of, you know, crazy things that forced our hand. We've been doing this full time.
For what? Three and a half years?
No, for a year and a half.
Full time, year and a half, yes.
We've been doing it all together for 3.5. And, you know, it was obviously once we moved to, you know, out of state. And all of our shit came crashing down. And then FPL on top of it, we're like, okay, well, now we have to put ourselves out there more than we wanted to.
Right.
We were comfortable where we were before.
It was still awkward. It was still...
Yeah, we weren't super comfortable,
right?
But we were comfortable enough to just say, hey, this is fine, and we can kind of live our life. And now we got to the point we had a few opportunities that we, you know, kind of turned down
right.
because we were worried about how people in our life would respond to, right. you know, all of this information that's being thrown out to them. And finally, we just said, fuck it. Life is too short to do anything other than what we truly want to do.
Truth, and
we're not ashamed of what it is that we do.
I mean, obviously, we're not going to go, you know.
Yeah, like if you see this, there's a good chance we went through and we checked off names of people that we just kind of felt like did not need to know. So there's a possibility that, like, if your parents are friends with us too. That they got blocked and you didn't. So let's just not go blowing us up.
Yeah, like, you know, you don't need to really, like, talk about it with anybody. I mean, I guess.
But this is the end of it as far as what we're going to tell to you, our friends.
Right.
If you would like to hear more about what it is that we do, you are welcome to go check it out at awkwardtalk.com. You've got our podcast on there that literally goes through our entire
encounters
and all of the awkwardness
that has gone
on with us.
Right.
If you don't want to, that's fine. You don't have to avoid us. You don't have to, you know, treat us differently. We hope you don't.
Right. We hope we still, you know, can be cool.
But we understand. We've had a lot of friends that have lost a lot of friends and family because of this, and that's why we want to control the narrative.
Right.
We are genuine. We are who we say we are. You guys know who we are. We have not changed. And we are madly in love with each other.
Right.
Like, probably an unhealthy amount of in love with each other.
For sure.
But we found a way to be around with each other all the time and to be there for our kids. And I'm sure everybody has seen what we've been able to accomplish with our children.
Right.
And that is all thanks to, you know, what the flexibility that we've been given. Now, one final thing before I let you go. We have told all of our family.
Well, not like
not extended
our family,
but the core group of our support.
Right.
The people that mattered most, that we were concerned that if this got out to them, how would they feel?
How would it impact us?
We answered any questions that they may have had. And then we're actually going to go into that on
our podcast.
So yeah. If you are curious as to what her mom's reaction was or her dad's reaction
yes.
or my mom's
or
reaction,
my sister, you know,
then you can listen to the podcast
or don't,
or
know,
don't,
whatever.
And you can take this as far as you want because
we are
open.
Book.
We are yeah. not shy. If you got questions, ask questions.
Shoot us a message, you know,
maybe this is something you thought about doing and you're like, I'm too shy. I don't want to reach out. That's where we were. We started out like that, by the way.
I feel like we were that way for like a long time.
A long time.
Like way longer than we should have. And then it finally was like, oh, okay, we could do this.
And... But we're building a community now of people that are awkward and weird, just like us, and want to learn more about this. And if it's something that you're, you know, interested in, really don't hesitate to reach out. It's open to everybody. Right. And if you do have a problem with it, fuck you. Friends, listeners, fans.
Whoever you may be.
Welcome back. If you're listening because you're trying to find out where you can see a picture of my cock, you can go to onlyfans.com/StephanieClass.
Yep.
That was awkward. That's a good way to start it, right?
It's super awkward.
Break the fucking ice. They're like, I know what the fuck I'm in for now, you know? Buckle up, y'all. It's about to get weird as fuck.
Super awkward.
Yep.
Don't judge us.
So part of this whole thing was our journey with anxiety. And part of that anxiety was caused with, I think, the way that maybe you were brought up around sex and stuff like that. It was just a taboo. It was a total no-go.
We didn't talk about it.
My family didn't really talk about it either, but like porn raised me pretty damn well. So I know what I'm doing. Thank you very much. No, just kidding.
You're well-versed.
No, it's something that it took me a long time to, as far as like not feeling ashamed over it, because it's, especially in today's society, it's
right.
Just, it's a tough thing, right? And one of our main concerns with this is we got to the point where we were making enough money that we were like, we don't want to do anything else because
we enjoy doing this.
We love each other, and this is just the best thing ever. And it's that country song, you know, if I could make a living out of loving you,
yep,
be a millionaire in a week or two. Tell you what, it has not been a fucking week or two. It has been years in the making, and I'm far away from being a millionaire.
We'll let you know when we get there.
But like, that's the goal here. You know, I had an opportunity to like spend every minute with the love of my life, and I can't turn it down. Like, I genuinely like to be around her.
Right.
For some reason, she is not annoyed with me, which, like, who the fuck figured out how that worked? But like, good on you, babe. Thanks. Glad somebody can put up with me. We are literally made for each other, though. And this is just perfect for us because right. We just, it's all we want to do is just be around each other. And I think that people that get to be around us enjoy being around us together as a unit. I think we complement each other. I don't think it's like
right. One
or the other. I mean, yeah, if you listen to the podcast, I'm wordy as fuck.
I like to just do a little quick interjection.
And sometimes I just got to steal the words for her too, because I'm that word hungry, you know?
Yeah, I just can't say words apparently.
But
jeez.
No, it's just one of those things where this has always been how it is. And we had a discussion recently where it was like, you felt like there was a family argument that we were having that was unrelated to this.
Right.
And you were like, I'm sorry that I just took the initiative and I spoke for you. Right. And I'm like, why would you apologize? Like, I don't even feel like you'd need to tell me that you spoke for me.
Right.
Like, at this point, we are, like, moving so well together. We are just, like, gelling as one.
Right.
And she knows everything about me. I know everything about her. She knows all my fucking stories. You know, if she feels some way to fight for me, then I hope that she'll go do it. And, I mean, she knows damn well you don't have to tell me to go fight for you.
Right.
You fucking think about it, I'm there, you know? So it's
but
just
that's not normally my MO. And so, like, it was awkward and uncomfortable for me, but I knew I needed to do it. So I did. And afterwards, I was like, oh, yeah, I can do that.
It's been a long journey for you for anxiety and right. Stuff, though. And that's, like, just these things like this. And then, you know, coming out and talking to people and sharing it with, you know, people that we love and friends.
Super uncomfortable.
Super uncomfortable. But in the end, it makes us more comfortable because now that stigma is taken away.
And that, you know, there's no worry of, like, you know, because, like, we've been telling.
I think anybody that knows me knows that I have a hard time not going as big as fucking possible.
Right.
Like, I don't think, like, taking a normal experience is okay. You know, I'm like,
you got to go balls to the wall.
I have to go balls to the wall because, like, what is life if you're not trying to get the most out of it? And that's kind of where I was on this thing. It was like,
yeah,
you know, we're there. We're having so much fun.
we've embraced it morally, we're fine. Right. You know, like, we have no issues. The problem is the societal pressures. What is society, the pressures that society is going to put on our kids, you know? Which, in the end, fuck them. You're not raising my kids.
Right.
I am, and I'm doing a damn good job. My kids got straight A's. They're playing musical instruments. They're popular.
Yeah.
Like, state tests, killing it, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, go fuck your argument. It's going to fuck them up later in life. No, it won't, because I'm going to talk to them about like, what normal adult human behavior
is. They're also going to see the way that a man treats a woman for our, you know, for, in, you know, a way.
Don't get me wrong. I treat her like a dirty fucking slut, but only on camera, when everywhere else I treat her like a fucking princess.
Right. But like, you know, it's good for our kids to see, like, that we don't argue, we don't fight, we don't, like, we genuinely love each other. And so, like, they're going to know what's an acceptable thing growing up, like, on, you know, how to treat a man or how to treat a woman.
What to, like, expect or accept from your spouse.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, like, they've seen just...
Which, like, really, that's, like, so fucking valuable. Because, like, all these, a lot of their friends, you know, they're separated and stuff. And, you know, maybe they see, you know, some sort of amicability between their, you know...
Right, spouse, like, parents.
Parents, but, like, not all the time.
Right.
I don't know. I think it's really important. But getting back to, like, the biggest part of this anxiety, you know, it wasn't people talking about our kids or anything like that. It was us losing our support system, which, like, in times like we recently had where, like, essentially, if you listen back through our podcast, you'll kind of piece together what we're talking about. But we had a lot of our shit just kind of, like, rocked, like, completely destroyed. And my guess, if I had to put pin on somebody.
Nope.
No, I'm not going to do it. You're not. Not even going to get there. That is just bringing up drama that doesn't need to be brought up. But regardless, those support systems are really important for us to still have, you know, to be able to say, hey, this shit happened. It shouldn't have happened.
But it happened.
And, like, now we just need, you know, you to understand that it's going to take us a minute to rebuild this fucking empire that we built.
Right. Like, we'll do it. We can. Like, we're not giving up on, you know, what it is that
but,
we want
to
do.
But now we have to do it with our hands untied.
Right.
We have to go at this the way that we want to do it and truly, like, be ourselves. And I'm not ashamed at all of who I am or what I've done or anything like that. Like, we are, as far as, like, ethics and morals go, like, come at us. Like,
right.
I'm not saying we're goody goods, but, like, if we're going to draw, like, a moral gray line, like, we do the right thing 99% of the time.
Right.
Because that's just who we are. I can't sleep at night
knowing that we've messed up
any other way, which is essentially why I'm doing this now instead of my previous job, because, you know, sometimes I just couldn't fucking sleep at night, you know, decisions that I helped make that could affect people's families and their financial futures. Fuck you. I'd rather things that I do affect your orgasms, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought now. Jesus Christ. Let's have an orgasm break, guys. No? No. Okay.
Not yet.
After.
Not yet.
Okay. Later. So let's... awkward transition. Our biggest concern was telling our support system. Right. So we kind of developed a plan. I don't want to say our most important, because there was not a most important.
No, there was, we had a list of what? There was
5 or 6 people that we had to tell?
6.
Ultimately had to tell. And there was not a list of important people. There was a list of people that we felt easier telling first, or that there was a certain order that everything else would fall into place easier if these were taken care of, so to speak. So the easiest one for us in... mainly because there was a time difference too.
Also need to, like, go into, like, what order we went in, because, you know, just in case.
I hear you. If they want to listen to this, it's fine. Ultimately, it has nothing to do with them. That's the whole point of this podcast.
Okay.
There was no, like, ill will towards you or anything like that. It was pure convenience for us.
That's true. Yeah,
because
that's
of
true.
The timing and the differences of where people were and all that kind of stuff, and having to be able to talk to them during when, you know, our kids are home or when they're not home.
That's true.
So the first person we ended up telling was your dad.
Right.
And like, I kind of knew that he'd be fine with it.
Right.
But like, also like,
you just never know.
You just never know, because we've heard so many horror stories. And right. Your dad is a fucking saint of a human, as is your mom. I mean, both your parents are fucking awesome.
Right.
But, like, really, like, he just told you, like, nothing surprises me anymore.
Yeah. He was like, yeah.
He was like, what, you guys need help? Like,
he's
I got
like,
you.
Yeah, whatever you need.
Yeah.
So
he's...
And then he basically told us, he's like, hey, I'll be back in, you know, in the States, and I don't remember when he goes.
Yeah, so. Get away and go do something.
Sure. Cool.
So, I mean, that was like, what a relief. We started the conversation though with, look, this one's going to be a little awkward.
You know, I texted him and was like, hey, you got a second before the kids get home from school? I got an awkward thing to talk to you about. And he was just like, now, okay. Like, no, like, hesitation. Like, it was not long after I sent the message that he responded. So, like, he was just like, okay, let's do it.
But what was cool is once we got his support, it felt like,
okay.
We have some support. Like,
right, you're like,
we're not going to lose everything.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay, I still have somebody.
You get the courage to be like, okay, cool. So I told him. So I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to tell my mom. Because I love my mom. My mom is, I love her to death.
She's also a saint.
Yes. And she's been through a lot.
A lot recently, too.
A lot recently, a lot in her life in general. But I know that, like,
regardless,
I was worried that she would just think it was weird.
Or
it would make her too uncomfortable, because I know that she deals with anxiety and stuff too.
Right.
But honest to God, she took it so well.
But like, she's also super open. Like, you talk to her about not like everything, but like, you have no filter.
I have no filter, but I've never talked about sex with her.
Well, no, that's
like
true.
Ever. Like, not
that's
even growing
true.
Up.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So for that to have like that conversation, like, you know, for her to be like, are you a, well, she goes, is she a porn star? And I was like, yeah, basically. Well, yeah. Not basically. Yes. And she goes, oh. And then, so, but anyway, she took it really well.
Yeah.
Like, she's, I again, cannot speak highly enough about my mother. She's awesome.
Right.
And all of our support system has been awesome.
Yep.
But, she's been just so cool about it. And she called me back today and was like, okay, I have questions. I was like, look, you're going to be really uncomfortable with how comfortable I am.
Right.
Because
so, word your questions.
It's like, word your, yeah, exactly. Like, it just, nothing bothers me. You know what I mean? So she's
really,
like,
if you really don't want to know something, don't ask.
Exactly. So she was like, well, are you modeling? I was like, yes, I model sometimes with my wife. Like, not me modeling in particular, but, like, I definitely make appearances.
Right.
You know? And she's like, oh. And does it show all of you? I said, yeah. Yeah, it shows all. And she goes, and you're comfortable with everybody seeing
all of you.
I was like, I got nothing to be ashamed of.
Right.
I'm, yeah, come look at me, you know?
Right.
Whatever. And she goes, oh. And she goes, well, is she like one of those girls at the top of the porn sites that like dances around in the box? And I was like, no. That was, those are live stream girls. I was like, we have done that. Actually, I'm really good at it. I'm better at it than Stephanie is.
Way better.
Like, I will give somebody proof. This dick is worth $65 a minute.
It has been at some point.
For at least 8 minutes.
Yeah, that is true.
It was a good payday. But anyways, like, you know, I tell her, like, no, nah, I'll look, that's not what it really is. It's more like a Facebook profile. It has, like, an entry fee type thing.
Right.
Kind of, and kind of go into that. She goes, okay, well, is the sex, like, it's just simulated sex, right? I was like, yeah, actually, my entire marriage has been simulated sex.
That will spit my drink out.
Stephanie and I have yet to consummate, but we're thinking about it. I was like, no.
Almost there.
I was like, no. No. It is very not simulated.
How do you think we had our kids?
And I tease my, like, my mom is not an idiot, y'all. I tease her because I love her.
Right. And we know she can.
She knows me. It. So, like, don't, like, listen. And I know she'd be mortified if she heard it and thought I was, like, making fun of her for being dumb. She's not. I think she's a very smart woman.
Right.
It's just, I can't help but make fun of her that way. You know right. what I mean? Yeah. I really hope she's just not listening. Like, that would be, like, my ultimate goal. And we told everybody that. We were like, look. Ultimately, what we want you to take away from all this
is don't go looking for it.
Don't go looking for it. And if you see it, don't report it because we really just can't lose any more
and
of these fucking
really, if you accounts. Do see it and you don't report it, like, just don't click on it. Don't click on it.
Yeah. Don't exactly. click on it. And everybody's like, yeah, you know, I'm fine.
I'm just.
We can just not talk about this again.
We'll never talk
except
about
for
it.
My mother, of course, who's like, hey, I've got 1,000 questions.
Right.
But great. So the next person after that, we're feeling pretty good after talking to my mom
and my dad
and your dad. And then, it just so happened that like I randomly texted your sister
right.
earlier in the day, which for some reason, I'm always the one that texts her sister.
Right.
I love her sister. I do. She's the weirdest person ever, but like I get her for some reason.
Right.
I just always have.
We've been in a good way.
Yeah. I have no issue with her. Like,
no, I'm just, explaining to,
oh, to the people. Yeah, I thought you were like talking to me. I was like, no, let's fight now. Let's fight.
Weird.
Now calling me out on the podcast.
Look, you...
I've been nothing but great to your sister.
Right. Anyways.
You
randomly texted her.
Randomly texted her some Taylor Swift lyrics. Right. And then she didn't respond.
So you did it.
So I got a little upset.
You took a gif.
Sent a Taylor Swift gif. And so she knows.
Did really? You get in trouble?
No, dude, I'd love Taylor Swift to see this because then she could see my dick too.
Cool. Anyways.
Like, I know I don't really, like, need, like, a hall pass list, but, like.
If Taylor.
Well, Miley is number one. Miley Cyrus, if we're doing, like, search results. Miley's trying to, like, see her name pop up in podcasts. Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus. Hannah Montana, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah. Like, that's the collab I'm trying to have.
Is with Miley Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Miley Cyrus and Taylor Swift, and then I could have the best of both worlds. You see what I did there?
I sure did.
That was awesome. Disney's coming for me now.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble now. We're going to get flagged. We're going to get reported. It's all going to go away now. And we'll have done all this for nothing.
So anyways.
Texted her the...
She finally kind of like texted us back. She goes, I actually got some news to share with you guys. And we're like, oh, interesting.
Yeah.
So we call her, she kind of shares her news, and then, of course, our kids, you know, decide they have to go to bed. They've never decided they had to go to bed. So we were like, hey, just hold on. We were like, you got a minute for some awkward news? And then right. she's like, yeah, and she looked like totally freaked out.
Right, we're like, it's good.
It's just fine, it's not bad, it's just...
Hang tight.
And then we're like, let's put the kids to bed. So she had to wait like an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah, as after. I'm just sitting there like awkwardly on FaceTime with her, like, so, how's the weather over there? We live like 3 hours apart. So like.
So yeah. We finally get back and we're like, all right, so. And you're like, so this is awkward, but basically for the last 3.5 years, we've been making money off of OnlyFans. And yeah. We didn't have to explain it to her.
Everybody else, well, not everybody else.
We didn't have to explain it to your dad.
He was just like,
I know for a fact he knows what it is.
He said, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But your mom also said she'd heard of it.
My mom had heard of it. And your sister just immediately didn't really question much about it right. either.
Didn't ask questions.
It was fine. And we're like, look, if you want to tell your husband.
Go ahead. He wasn't home. So.
If you don't. This is ultimately your news to deal with. And it's nothing against him. We love him, but
we were telling our...
Understand...
How
awkward it is and what the response that some people can get to it. It's a very personal thing. Some people understand how other people's responses will be to it. So we felt it was best to put it in her hands for that.
And she basically, I think, opted to just keep it to herself. And she goes, I don't think I'm ever gonna... Because I said, you know, if you have any questions or whatever, she goes... So like, just let me know. And she was like, I'm pretty sure I'm never going to talk about this again. I was like, cool. All right. Moving on. I was like, cool.
And of course, I mean, I can't like not make awkward jokes the entire time. That's how I break awkward
right.
situations is typically it's a joke about my dick, but I usually try to like
every podcast. every time we get on and do an episode. There you are talking about your dick.
Dude, that's what people want to hear about, first off. But what I've learned is that your sister and your mom do not want to hear about it. I did not learn that. But, like, just through, like, observations of, like, how to be a human being, I don't use dick jokes with them.
Right.
But I did just make jokes about how amazingly good-looking I am and how I needed to take advantage of that while I was still beautiful.
Right.
So once we got her out of the way, I called my nephew.
The next day,
who's like a little brother to me. I kind of hope that he has the same mentality that I have for him, which is essentially like the dude could be a felon and I'm going to be there like every single day at the fucking jail talking to him through the fucking glass.
Right.
So I knew that he wouldn't have an issue with it. It was more like, how are you going to distribute this information? Cause he's kind of the keystone to
other
parts of the family. And I basically just put it into his hands. He thought it was funny ultimately and was like, thanks for the heads up. I know to avoid it now.
Right.
And I was like, cool. And then that left.
My mother.
Your mother.
Yep. The one I thought was going to be the most difficult.
Yep.
It really wasn't that bad.
No, dude, I told you.
I know. You thought it was going to go well. I don't know. I didn't know what to expect.
I told you that, and that's, you know, part of the anxiety was just not knowing what to expect.
Right.
And your anxiety had built this very big wall for some reason around your mother. And sometimes I think that may have exasperated her response because we probably waited too long to tell her things.
Right.
You know?
Not like this in general.
Not this in general, but just other things. Which made this an even more daunting task. And I mean, not to mention, you know, we met in church and your mom is still very active in church.
Right.
And the whole church knows who we are. So, hey guys, you want to see my dick? Did it again.
Sure did.
They do though. I know they do. If they haven't already.
Anyways, so we called her again while the kids were at school. Figured it would be easier. Thank you. And, you know, basically it was like, hey, you got a minute to talk, got a awkward conversation. You could tell immediately she was like, Like, you know, like, what are you about to hit me with? And so...
To be fair, her face stayed fairly stoic the entire time. Like, it was just...
Like...
Taking in the information.
Right, there was no, like, shock or anger.
I could see some swallows going on. There was some hard swallows.
There was some, like, confusion looks, like...
Like, the first one, the first question that she had...
she initially goes, well, I said, you know, did the same thing, been doing OnlyFans, and she goes, doing what? And so, of course, I'm like, cool, I have to repeat it. It's like, OnlyFans, and she was like, what is that? And I was like, it's, like, a website where you can, like, model...
Yeah, it's like she's basically like an internet model.
And then she goes, well, who's modeling? I was like, I'm modeling. And then she goes,
What are you modeling?
And I was like, me. And she goes, naked? I was like, sometimes. And then she gets real close to the phone because we were FaceTiming. And she goes, what are you doing? And I was like, really? Yeah, kinda.
And then I just looked at you.
And I was like, yeah. Yeah. And she just goes, oh. And then
I kind of jumped in.
Yep.
And I did my...
Diffused.
My ramble that I do. And basically just said, hey, this is...
Explained
the situation about anxiety, all this kind of stuff, and just... how much I am crazy in love with her daughter.
Which she knows.
Which she definitely knows. But, like, I was just assuring her that, like, this is not, like, me
forcing
it or whatever. This is us going on a journey
together.
Right. And
this was never going to be a solo individual thing. It was, like, always going to be the two of us. And, like I said, we explained everything. We kind of gave her, like, the full backstory as far as, like, how it started, why it started, and we didn't give her a lot of details, but we gave her the background of our logic for it. And so, and she took it really well. She was like, okay. And then she goes, well, you know, I still hope that maybe you find
something else to do.
Well, she asked, she goes, well, what about your retirement plan? And I was like, well,
this is it.
I was like, this is it. We're hoping to be millionaires at some point. And then she was like, well, I hope at some point you are able to find another job. And I was like, well, for now, we're going to, you know, do this because we're having fun. And you basically said,
as long as I'm beautiful.
Yep. You're like, as long as it's happening, you know, this is happening, we're going to keep doing it. And, you know, and for me, because like we've heard so many horror stories from other like creators that we've met, like whether it's just via the internet or like in real life, where they've told family or friends and they've just cut them off completely. And like I said, with this, or like what Jason said with the like support system, and like that's huge to us, and not just to us, but to like our kids. And so we wanted to make sure that we weren't destroying that. And I kind of like told her, you know, like we told her that, like, not that we were afraid to tell anybody, but we were waiting until the right moment, and we didn't want anybody to like, I don't even remember how we brought that up, but we were like, you know, we didn't want to upset anybody or like,
we want anybody to be collateral damage.
Right. And so I was like, you know, and we don't want,
we feel like it is our news to share. It shouldn't affect anybody else.
Right.
But we want to make sure that it really does not. Like, we're really being extra careful. We are fully capable of taking responsibility for our actions. Right. So everybody that is important to us knows what's going on.
But in the end, we basically wanted to make sure she was still going to love us for us. And she was like, yeah.
Well, we didn't say that.
Well, no.
It was more, I said, thank you. Right.
For accepting us. And she was
continually.
Like, and she was like, yeah, of course. And I was like, oh, well, I mean, that was a huge part of like my anxiety, was like, I wasn't sure how you were going to take it. And if you were going to like, not like cut us off, but
she did say, well, what am I going to tell your grandmother?
And I said, well, we're not going to tell her.
We don't have to tell her anything. She goes, oh, well, okay. I'm like, yeah, it's just really that simple.
Like, you know,
I was if you're worried about somebody's response, then
don't tell them.
They just don't have to know.
She basically said, she goes, well, or she goes, so what do I tell like other people? I said, well, what have you been telling them that we've been doing? And then she just goes, I just say, I don't know what they're doing. And I was like, keep saying that. So, and she basically told us that she wasn't going to like shut us out or like, you know.
We haven't spoken to her since, but.
That's normal. It's normal.
Thanks. That was mean. I'm so sorry. That was
mean. You could probably see the like whiteness go through me as you say that. I'm sorry.
That was so mean. No, it is normal. We only talk to her once a week.
No, maybe twice, depending on what news we have going on. But like at least once a week, we check in.
I'm obsessive. I call my mom like daily.
I know. But like, yeah.
I can check on her.
Yeah, I know. But like, I mean, I know.
She's an old lady.
Oh, she'd hate to hear that.
She shouldn't be listening.
Very true.
Well, anyways, if you did come over and you are one of our real life friends and you're, you know, we invite you to explore every aspect of this with us if you want to. Or just ignore it, you know, or just be part of the podcast.
Just listen to our funny ramblings. Yeah, like,
we've got funny stories. You don't have to see pictures of us. I make jokes about my dick and stuff, but like, that's just how I am. Y'all know who I am.
Right.
You know, but really I'm comfortable. She's comfortable.
And we like telling, like, we've had a lot of fun over the last 10 years or so.
Yep. And we have a lot of crazy stuff that is videotaped that, like, quite frankly, you're going to want to jerk off to. But, you know, even if you don't, that's fine too.
But what we're saying is...
Is that what we're saying?
No, what we're saying is even if you just want a good laugh and just to hear all the, like, not horror stories for us, but like all the mishappenings that we have had. And
I think you guys are going to learn a lot too. Yes. Because on top of everything that we've experienced, we really have learned a lot about sex, a lot about anxiety, a lot about our bodies, a lot about sex toys, sex industry.
But like, we're not like professional. Like, professionally able to diagnose people. Or,
absolutely, you know, not. But like, we are, if you are somebody that has already listened to my rant at some point in life about something,
you'll know.
This is no different than that. I've got real life experience that is backed up with stories.
Right.
I can tell can, you
but
know.
We tell you so much without being, you know, then pushing into that gray zone of like.
And I love telling you my mistakes.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing is like I make
what
mistakes.
What not to do or how not to approach something or.
We have plenty of successes, of course. And if it's success that you're looking for, maybe you're thinking about getting into this with your spouse. Maybe you heard that a friend of yours is into it and you're like, is this weird? Should I treat them differently and scorn them?
No.
Yes, you should. No. Oh. No, you should not.
Don't scorn them. What?
Don't scorn them.
I don't think so.
Okay. Do not scorn your friend. Listen to our podcast.
Unless you don't
instead.
Like them.
Yeah, you scorn them. Like, if they're dicks, then scorn them.
Right.
But don't scorn them because they're, like...
Doing this.
Scorn them because they're a dick.
Right.
And they shouldn't be your friend.
Right.
I got weird. Yeah. All right. So, if you want to come explore more with us, we invite you to do it. If you do want to come to the OF page, come on over. Say hi.
Tell us who you are.
You don't have to. If it's awkward for you, but like, it's not awkward for us.
Right. Like, I don't care that you know what it is that like I'm sending you or whatever.
You know how a doctor you're supposed to be able to tell everything to?
Right.
And they just like, they don't react. Right. You know what I mean? It's like, don't, like, that is literally us at this point with sex. You can come, like, don't be creepy. Like, if you're a dude and like, you know her, don't be creepy. Like,
what I'm saying.
She does this for a living.
Right.
So don't be coming into her inbox or something somewhere else trying to get in. Don't be sending her free, you know, dick pics or try to like sext her or anything like that. It doesn't work like that. But we are happy to embrace you and to have you come along with us.
Right.
In
the right setting.
Yes, exactly. So don't be too shy.
Reach out to us, you know where we're at. You know, not just on the OF page, but like IRL, you know, just let us know if you have any questions, because we're happy to answer what we can.
And they're weird as fuck. So, I mean, it is, what, I might, who knows?
Weird?
The questions like, or the things that we have to say.
Everything.
The people
weird.
That we're talking to.
Everybody.
Everything's fucking weird.
You're weird. We're weird. Everybody's weird. So yeah,
nobody's going to listen to this. We've rambled too much on this one. I had to cut off this back part.
Or we don't. Because it's awkward.
It's fucking awkward.
So thanks for...
OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass or AwkwardTalk.com.
Thanks for listening to our awkward ramble.
Thanks, guys.
Hope we're, you know, still your friends. I don't know. That was weird.
Or, like...
Not. Don't know.
That's a terrible sign off. We need to work on this.
Yeah, I usually don't do it.
Yeah, let's just not. Let's just leave it. We're going to leave this one without a sign off. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come. And
they
that's
would
exactly
take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide for about $100. You can see every pay-per-view that we have available opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out. VirginitySnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. So, you know, part of the awkward is let's have a little talk about hygiene.
Yeah.
You know, the Summer's Eve
products, you know, you always walk down. I used to walk down and be like, what flavor would I like my vagina to be this month?
Right, like the flavor of the month.
But then I realized my favorite flavor of vagina is actually not Summer's Eve.
Right.
Or Spring Blossom. It's vagina.
Yeah, it's just straight up. That's the way it is.
And when we got a sample of this healthy hoo-hoo, that was my first concern, was what is this going to smell like?
I was like, uh-oh.
I'm pretty content with the way things are smelling. And it smelled like nothing.
Yeah, it was very odorless.
Completely odorless. And, you know, you've used it before and after play sessions, which is what you're supposed to do.
Right.
Helps balance the pH. And I've actually been able to use it a few times on myself, too, because pH balance is not just for you.
Yeah.
It works for me as well. So if you're interested in giving something a go that's not going to, you know, take away that natural
flavor,
then you may want to check out Healthy Hoo Hoo and use our discount code StephanieClassX and get yourself.
So I feel like this is one of those items that everybody always laughs about. Like, you kind of saw it in movies. You're like, oh, it's a penis pump. You know, and you're thinking, what is the point of that? Well, you know, along with all of this fame that I've been given through this podcast, Bathmate was kind enough to send me a penis pump to try out. Now, I told him, you know, on a good day, I'm pushing 9 inches. He sent me the Hydro Extreme 7. And I was hesitant to use it at first because, again, I don't really feel like I need this. But the way they explained it to me is this is kind of like a workout. My dick is like an athlete, like a professional athlete, like, let's say, an NFL player. And it needs to work out daily. So I need to pump iron with this thing about 3 times a day. Do 3 minutes of pumping, and then maybe 2 minutes of what we call jelking. And we do that 5 times a week, so 15 different sessions. To say that Stephanie can feel a difference is, I mean, it goes without saying. I can feel a difference because I'm feeling parts of Stephanie I've never felt before. So I know she can feel a difference. Y'all, it's fun. It feels pretty good. And, I mean, it boosts the confidence. I think you should check it out. Go ahead and get one for yourself. bathmatedirect.com/StephanieClassX